Kansas lawmakers have wrapped up the work of their 2013 session. In doing so, Kansas State University President Kirk Schultz says Kansas State and other region schools took a tremendous financial blow at their hands. Dr. Schultz says just before the legislature wrapped up, the universities were assured by the governor's office that regents' budgets would remain flat. No additional money, but no cuts. Then, 48 hours later, there were cuts across the board, with Kansas State losing $6 million.
People can say, well, you should have been expecting it and all these sorts of things. Again, we were really told by the governor's office, hey, we got you covered. You're going to be fine. So with that, what's going to happen is it's going to mean there's some things that we can't do. We need to find ways to continue to reward our faculty and staff because we have not had a merit increase at K-State in over 5 years. So we put a plan together to make sure that we're paying our faculty and staff at least some in terms of recognizing merit. So you've got the need to do that. You've got the cut on top of that. And that just means there's some things that we can't do at Kansas State that we need to do to be meeting the needs of the state of Kansas. So the cuts are going to hurt. They're not helpful to us doing what we need to advance the Kansas economy. But at the end of the day, the legislature decided that. And so our job now is to do the best we can with the money that we have and then strategize for what we're going to do differently in the next legislative session so that these folks understand the value of higher education to the future of the state of Kansas.
$6 million cut out of a budget of that totals what?
Well, it's about $6 million out of, I think we get somewhere on the order of about $160 million from the state of Kansas simply to run the institution. So it's a pretty significant drop in our state general funds that come in to run Kansas State. So last year, for the first time ever, we have more money coming to run the institution from tuition and fees. And now what's happened is that number is even greater than it was previously. So that gap between what we get from the state of Kansas to run and the amount of money collected for student tuition and fees is significant. Rough numbers, about $200 million will come in tuition and fees, and somewhere around roughly $160 million we'll get from the state of Kansas just to run our institution.
One of the things that I've noticed every time we do an interview is no matter what happens to the budget, you and other university officials work very hard to see that there's as small an impact as possible on students and the state. Why not just let the chips fall where they may and say, look, we can't accept any more students, or we do have to, and we are raising tuition, or we're going to have to cut extension positions out in the state? Why such an effort to protect Kansas from these cuts?
Well, a couple things. One, if you look at the state, the budget for Kansas State University, the huge, vast majority of those dollars are salary dollars to people. And so this is what happens when people are doing cuts off of a spreadsheet. You know, they just look and say, oh, you don't need this money, you don't need that money. What we need to do is line the 50 people out that would lose their jobs outside that person's office. And so they go, well, I guess this is a little different than just looking at a spreadsheet. And I think part of it is higher education and educators are wired to want to do everything they can to help students and to do a great job at that. And the problem is we've been doing this for the last 6 or 7 years, really, probably I'll argue 10, where as cuts continue, people just kind of suck it up and they say, you know what, I don't want it to hurt the students. I believe we're kind of at a breaking point where people are overworked. We don't have enough of them to support everything that we would like to do. And so we're going to have to look at a couple of those key things. One, I think we've got to look at a cap on enrollment. We just got to say, look, if this is the money we're going to get, this is the maximum number of students we can take in. And those discussions will be occurring at K-State this fall. And by that, I don't mean just amongst the leadership team. It'll be with the faculty and staff and things like that. But we're going to have to start saying the message we're sending to the legislature that keep cutting, we'll keep bringing your students in, we'll keep doing a great job for the state of Kansas, we'll keep extension cranking out there. We're at a point where we just got to say, there's some things that we can't do, and I'm sorry it's going to affect Kansas. Now, that being said, one of the issues we have is that who shoulders the blame for those things in the long run? We tend to think at the institution, well, everybody will blame the legislature. What we believe will happen is we cut those things. Everybody goes, well, look at the leadership at Kansas State. Boy, they are incompetent, and they don't know what they're doing because they are not meeting the needs of the state. And I think what we have to do is find a way to make sure we're messaging so that if we're cutting back or capping, we really fix the blame with the people that are not providing enough dollars for us to do what we need to for the state of Kansas.
What happens then when we get these cuts? Every institution of higher learning in Kansas got cut. And similar institutions in Missouri, Nebraska, elsewhere don't.
Well, for example, the state of Iowa had a $1 billion surplus this year, and they invested in faculty salaries and buildings and infrastructures, particularly at Iowa State and the University of Iowa. And I use those as a concrete example. It just makes it harder and harder for us to retain quality faculty and staff because 5 years ago, everybody was in a recession. Nobody was doing particularly well. Now, as people recover, we got talented folks here. And guess what? Those folks are going to come over and say, you know what? Come here for an increased salary, new laboratory equipment, these kinds of things. You don't have to really leave the region. So if you like living in the Midwest, you can have that here. It's going to have a devastating effect over time on our ability to retain top talent. And when people send their sons and daughters to Kansas State University, they don't want to see a B team. They want to see great faculty, great staff, and people who are at the top of their game. And I worry our ability to maintain the quality of our educational experience is going to be seriously threatened.
I know you hate going down this road, but the university, the entire region system got cuts. It seems to me that the governor really did not back education like he said he was going to. And then there was this follow-up op-ed piece that's gone around the state that's been very critical of the universities. Does this mean that politicians don't understand the value of higher education? They don't care? What does this say?
I think we have a couple forces that are really kind of coming together. One is we've elected in Kansas a legislature that is so bent on government must be smaller at all costs that is driving everything. People are not worried about the cost of higher education or this or that. The idea all is that everybody has excess, everybody can afford to cut, smaller government is better. And let's not worry about roads. Let's not worry about the quality of the education at the K-12 or university level. Let's not worry about access to education. Let's not worry about parks and other quality of life factors. And I think that's what's happened is we've got people that are not worried about those impacts. They just want to see the number smaller at the end of the day. To put this in perspective, we had conversations with several folks that got upset that we were setting record fundraising in research levels because they said, well, you're getting bigger. And it had nothing to do with the fact that our faculty were out there hustling more dollars, that our alumni are providing dollars like no time in university history to make us better. They looked upon that as you're getting bigger, and therefore that's negative. And so that's a mindset that I don't agree with, but it certainly shows that we're going to have to change our tune if we're going to bring those people on board.
That's the president of Kansas State University, Dr. Kirk Schultz. I'm Richard Baker, and this is the K-State Radio Network.